All right, Bulldog baseball fans, Ben Morse here with you. The players have been introduced, and it is time to get the game rolling. Both teams' coaches are out at home plate. Again, the Bulldogs are taking on the Cross Plains Buffaloes here in McMurray. So looks to be a good game. It'll be a doubleheader tonight. Pitching for the Buffaloes is going to be Reed, and the first is going to be Jaron Pena, the senior, junior for the Bulldogs. Reed taking the last few little warm-up pitches while he's doing so. Let me say a thank you to all of our sponsors for this broadcast. What we did this year is just recycled last year's sponsors. So if you or your business would like to sponsor these broadcasts for the playoff run for the Bulldog baseball team, reach out to Mr. Jones and he'll gladly help you. Sponsors are Pizza Inn, Spider Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, S. McCallum Photography, Ira Baptist Church, Bell Pfeiffer and Steele Funeral Home, Ira Methodist Church, and the Ira Church of God. So, again, game's supposed to start here at about 5, taking some warm-up pitches, warm-up a little bit more. I'm going to mess around with Game Changer for just a second and leave you with some music. We'll be back here when the game starts. For some baseball, Jaron steps up to the plate. Cross Plains gathers at the mound, says their prayers for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs come at them with this baseball fury that they've been known to bring. Umpires getting set. So again, Jaron Payne, you're going to be first up for the Bulldogs. And he's facing Reed for the Buffaloes. All right, 0-0, bottom of the first. There's the windup and the pitch. Swing and it's strike one. Just on the inside, Jaron liked it. He went full flip for it. Now I've got an 0-1 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing, hit right back to the pitcher. Wyatt going to get it and throw it to first. It'll be out, number one. Reed throws Pena out. So now it's going to be number two, Aiden Claxton for the Bulldogs, who's up to bat. Reed gets a signal from his pitcher and gets set. There's the pitch. Called strike one. Pitching just a little bit inside, it looks like to me. 0-1 count, one out. Here's the windup end, the pitch. Claxton hits foul ball. Back behind the stands. That's going to leave it an 0-2 count. Reed gets set with the windup. There's the pitch. It's going to be high and on the inside, ball one. K Now the count is 1-2 with one out. As Claxton battling through this at bat. Here's the windup and the pitch. Another foul ball over the right field, or right stand. The 1-2 count. One out, bottom of the first inning, as this game's just now kind of gotten started. Aiden Claxton up to bat. Here's the windup and the pitch from Reed. It's going to be inside, ball two. So good eye from Claxton after going down 0-2. Has now got the count tied up 2-2. Reed with the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss just a bit outside. That'll be a swing and a strike three. So now Caden Castillo, the senior up for the Bulldogs. Two outs in the first so far. Bulldogs haven't been able to get a hold of anything that Reed has pitched. He's pitching with good velocity, good location. But these Bulldog hitters are experienced and should be able to find a way to crack through here soon. Reed gets set. Here's the windup, the pitch. High, ball one. Good eye from the senior Castillo. 1-0 count for Caden. Here's the windup from Reed and the pitch. Going to be high again, ball two. Now a 2-0 count with two outs in the bottom of the first inning for Castillo. Here's the windup and the pitch. High again. Ball three. A great eyesight from the senior who's just forcing Reed to pitch to him. Hasn't swung at a pitch, and now he's got a 3-0 count. Called strike there. Now the count is three balls, one strike, two outs. Reed gets set. Here's the windup and the pitch. And called strike again. Faced a full count for the senior Castillo. Here's the windup and the pitch. Fouled. Back behind the press box, so that's going to keep the count the same.
Might be a bad call. I'll be a bad call.
Here's Reed with the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit by Castillo to right field. Falls just, I don't know, 2-3 feet. Foul. Good hit, good take by the senior Castillo. Just didn't quite get around it quick enough. All right. Looks like the third umpire got in. All right, here's Reed with the windup and the pitch. The swing right over the head of shortstop. It's going to be fair all the way back to the wall for Castillo, who's going to turn and get a double out of the play. So Raiden Hernandez now up to bat for the Bulldogs. Going to do a courtesy runner for Castillo. It's going to be, I don't have my list in front of me who the courtesy runner for the Bulldogs is. All right, Raiden's going to be up to bat for the Bulldogs. Runner on second, two outs, bottom of the first inning here. As the junior gets set, here's the windup. Ball's in the dirt. So there was an error by the pitcher or catcher. Ball got behind him.
So Bulldogs able to take
third base. So now the Bulldogs have a runner on third. Two outs, bottom of the first inning, and Hernandez has a 1-0 count. Here's the windup and pitch. There's a swing. Hernandez hits it. Caught by the right fielder. And that will be an out. So, with that being said, into the first inning, it's going to be 0-0. Bulldogs have one hit on the board, but are now going to take the field. We will be back with you here at the end of the inning. About that, it took me a second to get my game changer all set. Jaron's going to be pitcher for the Bulldogs. Throwing hard. First up to bat is going to be the shortstop Dusty Wyatt for the Cross Plains Buffaloes. Jaron's still warming up. Getting the last few throws in. So, sorry, I hadn't used my system in a minute. It's taking me a second to kind of get used to my bearings. So, again, Junior Pena is going to be the pitcher for the Bulldogs for game one. There's Hernandez, throws it to second. Or not Hernandez, Castillo, the catcher for the Bulldogs. And first base is going to be Coy. Second will be Hernandez. Shortstop is Claxton. Third is Santos. In left field, you've got Campbell. In center, you've got Collier. And in right field, you've got Forey for the Bulldogs. So, all right. Pena checking, making sure all the team is in their spot, and now it's going to be time for some Iowa Bulldog baseball. In the bottom of the first inning, Bulldogs unable to score, but started hitting the pitcher here real soon. Here's the windup and the pitch. Going to be great. Lots of movement on that inside. Strike one. Here's the windup and the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Here's the windup and the pitch from Pena. Fouls this one off. So it's still an 0-2 count. Here's the windup from Pena and the pitch. High, ball one. One ball, two strikes. There's the pitch. It's going to be hit high towards Hernandez at second. Hernandez gets under it and catches it. All right, sorry. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a called ball one. Sorry, taking me a second to get my system set up. This is a left-hander for the Buffalo. 0-1 count, or 1-0 count. Windup and the pitch from Pena. Foul ball. Jared unable to force the first batter to get a pop-up cut by Hernandez just on the back side of between the dirt on first and second base. 1-1 is the count, bottom of the first inning. High, it's going to be ball two. And you get the signal 2-1. There's the windup and the pitch. Strike two. Just touched the outside corner of the plate. So got a 2-2 count with one out for Pena. Bottom of the first inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ooh, we're going to call that a ball. So full count now. One out. Bottom of the first inning. The windup and the pitch. Oh, they're going to say hi, and that Barron walked. So, runner on first for the Buffalo. And it's going to be the pitcher, Reed, up to bat for Cross Plains. 0-0. Still bottom of the first, no runs scored. Here's the windup and the pitch. We're going to say just a bit outside. Ball one, Reed right-handed. While Barron, who was just up, was left-handed. Okay. And they switched on the scoreboard to say it's 0-1. I had it was ball one, but I bet they were right. We'll fix it here in just a second as Jaron gets ready for a pitch. Here's the windup. Swing and a miss, two. All right, there we go. 0-2 is the count. Pena pitches over the middle. It's hit into shallow center field. Picked up by Collier, who gets it in. So a single for the Buffaloes. All right. Runners on first and second for the Buffalo as Pena is pitching for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the windup and the pitch a little bit low. Ball one. Pena gets that, checks on the runner at second, throws it down the pipe. It's going to be hit straight to Pena, who turns and throws at third, gets the force at third. Santos throws it to first, and he gets it, so that's two outs right there. And that's going to end up being two outs to turn it. Double play by the Bulldogs. Great job as they head over to the top of the first inning.
let me talk you through what happened because it's great. Batter hits it to Pena. Pena grabs it and throws it to third base to get the force, and then Steven Santos just jetted the ball over to first to get the force at first, and so the Bulldogs able to capitalize on a double play there. And you've got Christian and Steven both doing it to underclassmen for the Bulldogs, so great signs of life for this Bulldog offense after getting a few guys on base, able to battle back through, keep the score tied 0-0 as we head to the top of the second inning. Coy is going to be the batter for the Bulldogs. Let me get that turned down. There we go. All right, while we're waiting for the pitcher to finish up, let me say thanks to our sponsors who support these broadcasts. If you or your business or company, your family or dog would like to sponsor these, reach out to Mr. Jones and he'll get you the information that you need. One sponsor is Bell, Pfeiffer & Seal Funeral Home, a proud sponsor of the Iowa Bulldogs. Locally owned Bell, Pfeiffer & Seal Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! All right, Coy is going to be up for the Bulldogs. When we first moved to Iowa, we would watch Anthony, and so it's been fun watching Christian come up and now getting to see him follow the family lineage is exciting. Here's the windup from Reed in. The pitch, it's going to be high. Ball one. Here's the windup and the pitch. Going to be a called strike there. A little bit low, but still in the zone. So it counts 1-1 on top of the second inning. Still 0-0. Here's the windup and the pitch. Outside, ball two. The 2-1 is the count for Coy. As Reed gets in the windup and the pitch, it's going to be high and outside. Ball three, so Anthony way ahead in the count. Bulldogs kind of settling into the game, maybe some jitters for the first playoff game in a year. Creeping in, they seem to be battling well here. Here's the windup and the pitch. Coy hits it high and far. It's going to go back into center field. And the center fielder catches it clumsily, but nonetheless catches it. So, Warren is going to be the DH for Campbell. The senior gets up to the plate. One out for the Bulldogs after Anthony hits the ball back into center field. Here's the windup from Reed. The pitch. Ball one. Reed gets set. 1-0 is the count. There's the windup. Way low. Ball two. Bulldogs have forced Reed to pitch a good amount. He's on his 24th pitch so far, and he's only got one out in the second inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Hit by Dimitri back into center field. The center fielder is going to get under it and catch it. So that'll be out number two. All right, four, you're going to be the batter for the Bulldogs, the senior, two outs. Here's the windup and the pitch for him. First pitch he swings, hits it towards second. The second baseman bobbles the ball, throws it way over the head of the first baseman. Four, he's going to round and get to second.
I mean, these first pitch you saw, he just hammered it towards the second baseman. Second baseman bobbled it. And so Ford able to get all the way around to second. PJ Collier up to bat for the Bulldogs. So, Bulldogs got a runner on second in scoring position, but two outs here as the sophomore Collier is up to bat. There's the windup and the pitch. Strike one. Called. DJ gets settled back into the zone. Here's the windup. The pitch. Ball gets behind the catcher. So it's going to be a ball, and Forey is able to steal on a wild pitch. So now you've got a runner on third, two outs, and it counts 1-1. This is the same that the Bulldogs had the last time around. Unable to capitalize, but maybe here they will be able to get Forey in. 1-1 is the count. Two outs. There's the windup and the pitch. It's hit deep into center field. Center fielder runs underneath it. Catches it yet again. That's his third. He got all three outs. Cut all three outs in the second inning. So, with that said, no runs scored. Bulldogs able to get around the bases, but unfortunately can't get a lead. So, going into the bottom of the second, it'll be 0-0. Getting his pitches in while he's doing so. Let me read some of our ads again. To your business, your dog, your cat, your family, whoever would like to sponsor this broadcast, just reach out to Mr. Jones. He will get you all the information that you need. One of the sponsors is Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist is a friendly, traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira School at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the community, I support the schools in and the Ira community, and we're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe that prayer makes a difference, and you are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Ira First Church of God, the Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. All right, Bulldogs getting set. Albright going to be up for the Buffaloes. All right. Again, score is 0-0 in the bottom of the second. Bulldogs have a hit. The Buffaloes have a hit as well. Payne is going to be pitching for Ira. Here's the windup in the pitch right down the pipe. Called strike one. Here's the windup from Pena. The pitch swing and a strike two. So, Jaron able to get out ahead in the count 0-2 with no outs. High, it's going to be ball one above the head of the batter. So 1-2 is the count. Bottom of the second inning. No runs. Swing and a miss. Dropped by the catcher, but he was Sorry, it took me a second. The third strike was dropped. He was able to be tagged by Castillo, so he is out. And now it's going to be another Albright catcher up to bat. Wind up and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Pena gets a signal from Castillo. Here's the windup. Good movement on that one. Called strike two. Now Jaron finds himself in a familiar spot. 0-2 count. No runners on, but no teams have scored. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing, gonna miss strike three. All right, Purvis up to bat, the center fielder for the Buffaloes. Two outs for the Bulldogs here in the bottom of the second inning. And Pena has pitched lights out so far. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just a touch high, ball one. One oh is the count now, two outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. One and one is the count. No runs so far. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So now Pena's got ahead in the count. One and two with two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So, just like that, it's three up, three down. Iowa Bulldogs going to take back over on offense here in the top of the third inning with a score 0-0 as the Bulldogs take on the Cross Plains Buffalo here in McMurray. Getting set for Cross Plains. As a pitcher, I want to say thanks again to the sponsors. One is Pizza Inn with an all-day pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad buffet. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Up to bat for the Bulldogs is going to be Steven Santos, third baseman. Santos steps into the box. Here's the windup and the pitch from Reed. Outside, ball one. One of the count for Keevan. There's the windup and the pitch. Oof. He called that one a strike. It's a little low, but one and one will be the count. No run scored here as Keevan's facing a 1-1. Here's the windup, the pitch. Ball's in the dirt, gets behind the catcher, but there's nobody on base. So it'll be ball two. 2-1 is the count. Keevan is facing. Ball goes over his head for a ball 3. So now he's way ahead, 3-1. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside, so right off the bat, Keevan able to get on base. And that returns us to the top of the lineup. So Jaron is going to come up to bat for the Bulldogs. Last time Jaron grounded out to the... hit a hard ground of the second baseman caught. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be called strike 1. Reed gets it, throws it over to first, trying to catch Keevan. Keevan's safe and ready to roll. 0-1. Here's the count. Payne up to bat. Reed throws it back over to first again. He doesn't like how far Keevan's getting out, but Keevan, the quick freshman, able to get back. And so the ball was thrown, and Reed dropped it, but it wasn't enough for anybody to advance. So still got a runner on first. 0-1 count for Payne, who's up to bat. Here's the windup and the pitch. Jaron hits it deep to left field. It's going way back. That's going to be dropped by the left fielder. Keevan's already going to stand up at third. So a double for Pena. So a great way to start the top of the third inning. Pena hits a double. That puts Keevan on third. Pena's going to get the courtesy runner. Who my eyes are not good enough, and the list I have doesn't say. I can't tell you who it is. I'm sorry about that. Number 9 for the Bulldogs. So Claxton's going to come up to bat for Ira. They got no outs with runners on second and third in the top of the third inning. Ball goes over the head of Kitcher. Catcher, Santos takes off, is going to slide into home safe. So, ball gets behind the catcher. Bulldog tickled with strike first. Go up 1-0 in the top of the third inning. No out. Keevan with the leadoff walk, able to get all the way around on a Pena double, and then a wild pitch from the Buffaloes. And now Claxton steps into the box, and he's got a 2-0 count with a runner on third. Here's the windup, the pitch. Outside, ball 1. Or ball 3, I'm sorry. Here's the windup and the pitch. Claxton hits it right back up to the pitcher. It's going to be picked up by the second baseman who throws a wild pitch. He gets beyond first base. And so Claxton's going to be able to turn what would have been a single into a double. And still no out for the Bulldogs. I said they did a pinch runner for Jaron. They did not. That was Jaron who just scored. Castillo now up to bat for the Bulldogs as they take a 2-0 lead with a runner on second. Ball in the dirt for a ball 1. Castillo with a 1-0 count. Bulldogs 2-run lead with a runner on second here Here's the windup. Going to be fouled. So Claxton on second for the Bulldogs, and he has some speed to him. Castillo up to bat for the Bulldogs, who had a hit in the first inning. Foul ball for Castillo again. First inning, he was able to hit a double, landed between center and left field last time up. Now he's got a 1-2 count with Claxton on second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Castillo digs for that one, hits it to shortstop. Shortstop throws the ball. Castillo's going to be out, but Claxton was able to advance to third. Sorry, first pitch there. A ball. I was getting some texts about different stuff. Anywho, Hernandez up to bat for the Bulldogs. Raiden has a 1-0 count and a runner on third. Here's a pitch way over the head. Ball two. So Hernandez gets set in the box. Inside. Ball three. Raiden put the ball in play last time. It just was caught by the right fielder. If he can't get a hold of this one, 3-0 count way ahead, and he's got a runner on third. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike one. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be ball four, so Raiden is going to head to first base. Claxton will stay on third, and number 20, Christian Coy, will be up to bat. Christian flied out to the center fielder in his first at-bat in the first inning. One out for the Bulldogs, up 2-0 here in the top of the third inning. And they're going to call a balk on the pitcher. That means Claxton's going to come in to score, and Hernandez is going to run over to second. So now the Bulldogs are up 3-0 after a balk. Pitcher's asking the umpire what's going on. So Coy going to get set with an 0-0 count now. Runner on second is Hernandez. Coy at the plate. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing, hits it to shortstop. Shortstop bobbles it, throws it over to first, and is able to get Christian out. So, Juarez is going to be up for the Bulldogs. Dimitri lined out center field in his first at-bat, looking to make something happen here his senior year. Bulldogs leading 3-0, have two outs in the top of the third inning. But Hernandez is sitting at second, waiting to get home. Juarez gets the ball, hits it. It's going to fall fair right over the head of the first baseman. Hernandez is going to round third, come home, and be safe. The ball gets beyond the catcher, so Juarez is able to get over to second base. So now the Bulldogs take a 4-0 lead. So, Gore is now on second, the senior, Forey, up to bat for the Bulldogs. Two outs in the top of the third inning. Ira leading Cross Plains 4-2-0. Runner on second. Here's the windup and the pitch, ball in the dirt for a ball one. Here's the windup and the pitch over the head of Forey for ball two. And that's impressive. He is somewhere around 8 feet tall. Reed throws it to second, trying to pick off Dimitri. Dimitri safe at second. The count is 2-0 for Forey. Bulldogs leading the Buffaloes 4-0. Here's the windup and the pitch. Inside, ball three. Reed checks on Juarez and winds up and throws it. It's going to be high, ball four. So now the Bulldogs have runners on first and second. There's two outs, and it's going to be CJ Collier for the Bulldogs. And Cross Plains' coach wants to go and have a word with Reed. So while he does so, let me say thank you to our sponsors, Schneider Iron and Metal. With top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and carbides, on-site cleanup available with roll-off container services, portable shears, magnet balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Prosperity Bank. Proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs, Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. S. McCallum Photography. Summer takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that personalizes, that specializes in personalized sports posters. And go check her out at S. McCallum Photography. She does great work. All right. Coach is back out. It's an 0-0 count for Collier. Runners on first and second. Pitch is high. Ball one. Bulldogs leading 4-0. Got Juarez and Forey on first and second. Foul ball. That'll put the count at 1-1. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. All four runs the Bulldogs have scored today have come in this inning so far. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit into play by Collier right in between the shortstop and third baseman. Juarez slows up, and so all three runners will stay. It'll be a single for CJ. Kevin Santos is going to come up to bat. He was the first runner of the inning. And now he walks up with the bases loaded, two outs in the top of the third inning. Ira leading 4-0, and this rally was started by Kevin. Let's see if Kevin can get something going here, too. Here's the windup and the pitch. Kevin hits it. It's going to be a foul ball. Left fielder, or the third baseman tried to make a play, but there's a fence, so all is good. High and to left field for Kevin. So it's going to be an 0-1 count now, two outs. Bases loaded. Juarez on third, Forey on second, Collier on first, and Santos at the plate. Reed gets set. Pitch goes behind Santos for 8-ball. One and one is the count for Keevan as he still has the bases loaded. Bulldogs leading 4-0 in the top of the third. There's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. One and two is the count for Santos, who has the bases loaded, but there's two outs here in the top of the third. Wind up and the pitch. It's going to be fouled. Fouled down the left field line again. Both of Keevan's fouls so far have come right there. His first at-bat was the first at-bat of this inning. He was walked. And now he's having to battle through here with a 1-2 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside in the dirt for a ball. Keevan doing a great job of staying alive. And again, an underclassman for the Bulldogs, so the program looking like it's in good hands. Reed gets set forward. Buffaloes, here's the windup and the 2-2 pitch. It's hit by Santos. It's going to be hit in the gap between third and shortstop. One run scores. Two runs are going to score. Great hit by Keevan in the exact same spot that Collier hit it. So now the Bulldogs take a 6-0 lead in the top of the third inning, and Pena, the leadoff hitter for the Bulldogs, is going to come up. He's 1-2 tonight, but he's batted twice in this inning. Last time he hit a ball to left center field. See what he can do here. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high, ball one. Bulldogs have runners on first and second. Have a 6-0 lead here with all six runs having come in the third inning so far. Ball's going to be high. Ball two. Two and oh is the count for Pena. Runners on first and second. Top of the third inning, two outs. 2-0 is the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit. Fouled up high towards the second baseman who's running to get under it. He drops the ball. Oh, no. Ooh. Bulldogs almost had an error there. Pena hits a fly ball, but it was dropped by the second baseman, so he got there. Collier ran and scored on third. He went back for just a second, and they missed the throw on the catcher. So all is safe. All is good, but the Bulldogs dodged a bullet there. The Bulldogs now. Okay. All right. Jaron going to get a courtesy runner. It's going to be Evan Davis at second for Jaron. At third, it's going to be Keevan. And up to bat is going to be Aiden Claxton. Aiden is 1 of 2 today. He struck out in the first, and then earlier in this inning, he doubled on a line drive. It was just past the second baseman. Just wind up in the pitch, ball in the dirt, ball one. 1-0 is the count for Claxton, who's at the plate. Bulldogs have a 7-0 lead now. Here's the windup and the pitch. And Claxton's going to be hit by the pitch. So now the Bulldogs have a bases loaded situation again. Bulldogs up 7-0 with 2 outs. Had a good little rally going this whole inning, but have the bases loaded twice with 2 outs here in the top of the 3rd inning. Castillo's going to step up to the plate, and he has got the bases loaded. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a called strike. Santos is on 3rd, Davis is on 2nd, a courtesy runner for Pena, and on 1st is going to be Claxton. 0-1 is the count that Castillo is facing. Here's the windup and the pitch. Castillo gets it, cranks it to left field. It's going to fall fair. The left fielder bobbles it. Bulldogs are going to score 1 run. They're going to score 2 runs, able to get Claxton all the way from 1st to 2nd. And Castillo is going to be safe at 2nd. So now the Bulldogs take a 9-0 lead as a courtesy runner comes in for Castillo. My eyes are so bad I can't tell who it is. I'm so sorry. Hernandez steps up to the plate. Another balk called by the pitcher, so that's going to score Claxton from 3rd, and that's going to move the pinch runner. It's a Jonah who's the pinch runner for Castillo. As the head coach for the Buffaloes heads out to talk to his pitcher, and he wants to talk to the ump about the balk. So, let me put on some music and get my stuff set, and we'll be back in just a minute. Bulldogs are leading 10-0 here in the top of the 3rd inning with a runner on 3rd base. It's going to be Jonah pinch running for Castillo, and Hernandez is up to the plate. Here's the windup and the pitch. Hernandez hits a foul ball over my head. Hernandez is 0-1. He walked earlier on in this inning, and then he popped out to right field earlier. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a high fly ball to right field. Right fielder's running to get under it, and he's going to make the catch and end the inning for the Buffaloes. So with that, a great 3rd inning for Ira as they take a 10-0 lead, scored 10 runs in that 1 inning. So let me play some music and get my stuff set, and we'll be back with some more Bulldog baseball. Mm-hmm. set with some warm-up pitches. I want to say thanks to our sponsors. If you, your business, or anybody really wants to sponsor one of these broadcasts, just let Mr. Jones know and he'll give you all the information that you need. One of the sponsors is Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Check out the Facebook page of Ira Baptist Church. And I know there's a VBS coming up if you want your kids to go to that in the towards the end of June. Thanks to all the sponsors who support these broadcasts, Delphi Curtain Seal, Funeral Home, Ira Methodist Church, the Ira Church of God, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, S. McCallum Photography, and Ira Baptist Church. All right, Pena getting high fives from the infield. The outfield settled through as well, and it's about to be a start of the bottom of the third inning. Top of the third inning, the Bulldogs had a offensive explosion, scored 10 runs, and now lead 10-0. So, it'll be Rutland up to bat for the Buffaloes, and it's going to be a swing and a miss, strike one. So, an 0-1 count for Jaron, as he's the pitcher for the Bulldogs still. Here's the windup and the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Jaron gets set. He has an 0-2 count here early in the bottom of the third inning. Wind up and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three pitches, three swings, three misses, one out. It's going to be McCready up for the Buffaloes. Another lefty. And he's the last batter of the order for them. And so Bulldogs get set. Haney with the windup and the pitch. Right down the pipe for a called strike one. 0-1 is the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike two. Oh, and two with one out. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Pena so far in the bottom of the third inning has thrown six pitches. All six of them have been strikes, and not a one of them has been put in play. But the Buffaloes are going to get back to the top of the order. It'll be the shortstop Wyatt. In his first at-bat, he put the ball into play, but he flied out to the second baseman Hernandez way back in the first inning. There's the windup in the pitch. It's going to be a little bit low, ball one. Two outs for the Bulldogs, leading 10-0 in the bottom of the third inning. And yeah, gets set. There's the windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1 now. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing. It's going to be put into play. It's going to get past Hernandez into center field. So picked up by Collier. So it'll be a single. The first hit for, or second hit for the Buffaloes. It's going to be Barron up for the Buffaloes, a lefty who was walked in the first at-bat, if I remember right. Yep. Hernandez gets set. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low and in the dirt. Ball one. And you get set. Here's the windup and the pitch. Runner tries to steal second. Castillo gets the ball, throws it, and it's not caught, so it'll be a runner safe. Good throw. Everything was there. Just didn't quite go the Bulldogs' way. The pitch was also a strike. So it's a 1-1 count now for the Pena. Oh, they switched it 2-0. Pena checks the runner at second, gets him to run back. A 2-0 count for Barron, the lefty, who Pena walked in the first inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball's going to be low for a ball three. There's a windup and the pitch for Pena, and it's going to be a ball four. So, something about that lefty Barron doesn't like, but he walks him. So now the Buffalo have a runner on first and second with two outs in the bottom of the third inning. Bulldogs leading 10-0 here in the bottom of the third. The pitcher Reed up to bat. Here's the windup and the pitch. Jaron sends it right down the pipe for a called strike one. Oh, and one is the count for Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit. Fly. Castillo's looking to get it. And it's going to land in the stand. So now the count is 0-2. Pena gets set. Buffalo have runners on first and second. There's the windup. And just a little dinker of a swing. Slowed down by Claxton, the shortstop, but able to be a single. So, now the bases are loaded for Jaden Box, the first baseman. His first at-bat, he grounded into a double play. Hit it right back at Jaron. This time, the Bulldogs just need one out in the bottom of the third inning. Here's the windup and pitch. Called strike one. Oh, and one is the count. Here's the windup, the pitch. Just a touch high ball. Again, the Buffaloes have the bases loaded here, haven't scored. 1-1 is the count. There's the pitch. Going to hit right back to Jaron. Jaron grabs the ball, throws it to first, and he's out. So the same thing that happened last time, except this time there was no need for a double play. Bulldogs get out of the full count. Not the full count. Get out of the bases loaded situation, not giving up a run. Still leading 10-0 as we head into the top of the fourth inning. little bit of a switch up here for the Buffalo. They're going to have a pitching change. It's going to be number four, Chase Rutland, who was the right fielder, coming in to pitch, and they're going to send Sanchez out to right field. We'll see how this goes. Rutland had caught several out for, or against the Bulldogs, I guess, and so if the Bulldogs may try to test that right fielder again, if they can. So it's going to be Christian Coy leading off for the Bulldogs. Ira leading 10-0 here in the top of the fourth inning in a doubleheader against Cross Plains. Christian Coy has put the ball in play both times, just right up the middle. See if he can't put it in play and get on base this time. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be over the head of Coy for a ball. Rutland gets set. Here's lined up the pitch. Called strike one there. One and one is the count for Anthony. Christian. A ball just a little bit high. The 2-1 is the count. Bulldogs leading 10-0 in the top of the fourth inning. The leadoff hitter is Coy. Here's the windup and the pitch inside for a ball three. So Christian's got a 3-1 count here. There's the pitch. It's going to be low and outside for a ball four. So Christian gets on first base, and now it's going to be Juarez, the senior, for the Bulldogs, up to bat. Dimitri hit a single in his last at-bat and really started the rally for the Bulldogs. There's the pitch. It's going to be inside, ball one. You had Kevin and Christian who were able to get on base, and then when Dimitri loaded the bases up and Kevin was able to score, it really gave the Bulldogs momentum in the top of the third inning, and now they're at a 10-0 lead. There's the pitch inside, ball two. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike one. Dimitri was looking at that one. So 2-1 count for Juarez. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball's going to be outside and low for ball three. So 3-1 is the count. And Bulldogs leading 10-0. All 10 runs came in the top of the third inning. We're in the top of the fourth right now. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside. Ball four for Juarez. So two batters in for Rutland pitching for the Buffaloes, and he's walked the first two runners that he's faced. Bulldogs have Coy and Juarez on first and second, and it's going to be Caden Forey, the senior, up to bat for Ira. There's the windup. Foul ball by Forey, who wanted a piece of that one. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing, gonna miss, foul ball. Strike two, sorry.
40 for the Bulldogs at the plate. Two strikes against him. Here's the windup and the pitch above 40's head. Well, ball two. And to go above his head, again, he's not short, so that's pretty high ball. So the senior facing a 2-2 count here in the top of the fourth inning with two runners on, first and second. Here's the windup and the pitch for it. Gets a hold of it. Hits it to left center field. Ball bounces fair. Coy rounds third and slows up. He's going to stay. So that's a single for Forey, and it puts the bases loaded for C.J. Conner. C.J., last time he was up to plate, hit a ground ball to shortstop and was good. Able to hit a single off of it. So, bases loaded for C.J., no runners out in the top of the fourth inning. Pitch is going to be low, ball one. The 1-0 for CJ. Base is loaded. Ball's going to be outside just behind the catcher, but Coy's going to stay on third. So now it's a 2-0 count. Coy on third, Juarez on second, Forey on first, and Collier batting. There's the windup and the pitch. And the inside ball. So 3-0 count for Collier, and the base is loaded. Called strike there. Collier just takes it. It's going to make him pitch. Ball in the dirt. Ball is four. So Coy will come in and score from third base. CJ will take his rightful spot at first base, and the Bulldogs are going to score one in the top of the fourth so far. That puts the score 11-0. As Kevin Santos comes up to bat. Kevin was walked on his first appearance and then hit a single out into left field in the both of those in the third inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. He even takes a swing, but it bounces foul straight behind him. So an 0-1 count here. Bulldogs leading 11-0. Here's the windup inside for a ball. One and one count now for Kevin. The bases are loaded. Score is 11-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Kevin takes a swing at it. Hits it to the shortstop. Shortstop throws it to second, slides, and gets Forey out, but was able to get an RBI and Juarez to score. So, I said Forey, it was Collier, who is out at second, so now it's going to be Pena. For the Bulldogs. Sorry, my system messed up there for a second. All right, it's two pitches, two balls for Pena. We've got runners on the corner. Sorry, runners on second and third. Forey on third and Santos on second. One out in the top of the fourth. Ball's in the dirt for ball three. Bulldogs scored two runs so far in the fourth and 10 runs in the third. They have a 12-0 lead here in the top of the fourth inning with one out. And Jaren's faced with a 3-0 count. But right there, he gets hit by the pitch. So Jaren will run to first. Claxton going to be up for the Bulldogs. Bases are loaded. Third baseman runs over to stop to the pitcher for cross planes. But the Bulldogs with a 12-0 lead here in the top of the fourth inning with one out. There's the pitch. It's going to be a little bit high for ball one. Last time Claxton was up, he got hit by the pitch. That one's going to just skip under his legs for ball two. Now the umpire's going to come up and clean off the mound for the pitcher. Two no is the count for Aiden as he's up to bat. Bases are loaded, one out in the top of the fourth inning. Ira leading the Buffaloes 12-0. That ball's going to bounce in the dirt and get behind the catcher before he's going to run all the way in and advance both of the other runners. Now the Bulldogs take a 13-0 lead on the wild pitch from Rutland. Claxton has a 2-0 count here. Santos on third. Pena on second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Gonna hit Claxton two times in a row. He's been hit, so Claxton's hit goes first base. Now it's going to be Caden Castillo up for the Bulldogs. I show he's 2 of 3 so far in the game. Had a double in the first inning, or in his first at-bat, which was the first inning, and then he hit a double the last time he was up against this one, and he's going to get another at least single. One runner's going to score. Two runners are going to score. Claxton's going to be able to go all the way to third. So, sorry, getting my stuff set. All right. Raiden Hernandez up to bat for the Bulldogs. Pinch runner comes in for Castillo. It's going to be Jonah. Timeout called. All right, the runner's on the corner for the Bulldogs. Claxton at third. Hernandez up to bat. There's the windup in. The pitch ball's in the dirt for a ball one. Jonah's able to steal. Right. Hernandez is 0 of 2 so far. He walked once, and then he hit two shots to right field, both caught by the right fielder. But now the right fielder is the pitcher, so we'll see if he tries to do that again. This time he's going to hit it to the third baseman, who jested over the first for the out.
Christian Coy.
Coy coming back up to bat for the Bulldogs. Christian also 0 of 2 tonight, but he was walked at the start of this inning. Bulldogs now leading 15-0, having scored 5 runs in the top of the fourth where we're at with 2 outs. There's the lineup, balls in the dirt. So ball 1 for Coy. He's got runners on second and third. On third is Claxton. On second is Jonah. With a 1-0 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a ball. Wind up and the pitch again. It's going to be another ball. Is the count for Coy. Here's the windup and the pitch. Takes a crack at it, but it goes foul right behind him. So now Christian has a 3-1 count. Again, 2 outs in the top of the fourth inning. Scores 15-0. Bulldogs leading the Buffaloes. That one bounces on home plate for ball 4, which is going to load the bases for the senior, Dimitri Juarez. Juarez is 1 of 2 tonight. He walked in his at-bat earlier in the inning, and then his at-bat at the third inning, he singled. Hit a single right over the head of the first baseman. Here's the windup and the pitch. Juarez gets it, cranks it to left field. This one's going a long ways back, goes over the head of the left fielder. One runner scores, 2 runners scores. Christian's going to hold up at third. Great hit by the senior, Juarez. Just over the head of the shortstop. So now the score is 17-0. Bulldogs leading the Buffaloes. In the top of the fourth inning, there's 2 outs. Bulldogs have runners on second and third. On third, it's Coy. On second, it's Juarez. As the senior, Forey, comes up to the plate. Caden is 2 of 2 tonight. Here's the windup here on the pitch. Swing and a hit to shortstop. Shortstop bobbles the ball. Forey's going to be able to get there. Safe. Ball goes past the first baseman. Coy scores. Juarez is going to score. Forey is going to be able to get 2 seconds. So that puts the score of the Bulldogs 19-0 with 9 runs coming in the top of the fourth and 10 coming in the top of the third. Collier's up to bat for the Bulldogs with 2 outs, and he has a runner on second. There's the windup and the pitch. It's a foul ball. Back high up into the bleachers. 0-1 count. For Collier. Collier's 1 of 2 tonight. Here's the windup and the pitch. Collier hits it, rips it into right field. He's going to be enough for a single. Forey rounds third. He's going to slide or stand up at home. Okay, Well placed hit for Collier. So now the Bulldogs take a 20-0 run, and Keevan steps up to the box with a runner on first. Here's the windup and the pitch. Santos puts it in play, gets it to the second baseman throws it to first base, and that will be the inning. So, after four and a half, the Bulldogs leading the Buffaloes 20-0. A pitching change here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Looking by my count, they're going to take Pena out, who's going to go to shortstop, move Claxton over to second, and then move Hernandez to the pitcher's mound. Jaron threw, by my count again, not official, 46 pitches. He was hit three times. He had five strikeouts. So great evening by Jaron. And now it's Raiden's turn to step up for the Bulldogs. So, going to be Albrecht for the Buffaloes. He's up first. He's 0 of 1 for the evening. He had a swing and a miss, and it was a drop strike. That was how long ago this is. This is his second at bat. There's Hernandez with a windup and the pitch. It's going to be fouled. So hit towards the right side of the field, foul. All right. 0-1 count for Hernandez. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low. Now we've got Albrecht with a 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning with no outs. Bulldogs leading 20-0. There's the windup and the pitch. It's hit right back at Hernandez. He's able to deflect it with his glove. But Albrecht's going to be able to get to first. All right, runner on first base after a hit right back to Hernandez. Hernandez throws a pitch, gets by Castillo. And now there's a runner on second for the Buffaloes. As Albrecht is up to bat for Cross Plains, and Hernandez is pitching, there's a 1-0 count. There's the windup and the pitch.
Low again for a ball. Here's the windup and the pitch for Hernandez. Going to be a little high this time. Ball three. Three and oh is the count. Here's the windup. High again. So Albright's going to walk, which is going to put up Purvis for the Buffaloes. No out for the Bulldogs. The Buffaloes have runners on first and second. Hernandez gets set. There's the pitch. Hit high by Purvis towards center field. Bulldogs running towards it. Going to throw it to third. Get the force at third and the force at second. Huge mistake by the Buffaloes. The Bulldogs with the heads up play. A great hit by Purvis out to left. More towards center field. Bulldogs let it drop because the runners didn't advance and then able to, I think it was Collier who threw it to third base and then Santos threw it to second, gets the force. So it'll be a single, but there'll be two outs on it. Ball's going to be hit and put into play. Oof. All right, sorry. Rutland was up, hit the ball short towards the pitcher, Hernandez. Get it over to first. It was a close play. They called him safe. And so now there's two runners on, one on first, one on second, as Hernandez gets set to pitch to McCready. Swing and a miss, strike one. Bulldogs leading 20-0. Oh, and one is the count with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ooh, close, that one's a ball. Wind up and the pitch from Hernandez. Swing and a miss. Nix the umpire. He may have been able to tip it there. Taking just a second. Count's going to be 1-2. The ump walks this one off. Castillo takes the opportunity to go talk to Hernandez. All right, the blue rubs it off. So it's going to be a 1-2 count with two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Bulldogs leading 22-0. Here's the windup and the pitch from Hernandez. Swing and a miss, strike three. So, still, Bulldogs able to keep the Buffaloes from scoring, take a 20-0 lead into the top of the fifth inning. We'll be right back. Baseball fans, Ira taking a 20-0 lead at the top of the fifth inning. Jaron Pena going to come up to bat for the Bulldogs. Jaron's 2 of 3 for the evening. Last time up, he was hit by a pitch, but he has hit a single and a double. He's been hit by the pitch, and he's also pitched the first 4 innings for the Bulldogs. Well, 3 innings for the Bulldogs, and did phenomenal. Here's Rutland with the windup and the pitch. Hit by Pena to left field. Shallow hit just in front of the left fielder, so Pena will get on. One pitch, one swing, one base hit. It's going to be Aiden Claxton up to bat for the Bulldogs. Oh, Rutland tried to pick Pena off. The ball flew over the first baseman's head. Pena runs. He's going to get all the way to third base standing up. So, now the Bulldogs have a runner on third with no outs in the top of the fifth inning as Claxton gets set at the plate. Claxton's 1 of 2 this game. Last two times up, he was hit by pitches, but he's 1 of 2. And when he wasn't hit by a pitch, he did double. So, here's the windup and the pitch. Foul ball. Scores 22-0. Ira leading the Buffaloes. 0-1 is the count for Claxton. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball hits in the dirt. Poor ball. Pena takes off from third. He's going to stand up and score. So, Bulldogs score 1 run on 2 errors by the Buffaloes. Claxton has a 1-1 count. No runners on now. Bulldogs take a 21-0 lead. There's the pitch. Ball. Two and one is the count for Claxton. Top of the fifth inning. Wind up and the pitch inside for ball 2. Rutland gets set in his delivery. Strike there. Sorry, I was reading the run rules to make sure I had them right. There's a swing and a miss, or swing by Claxton, right up, just on the right of second base for a single. So single by Claxton. Bulldogs have no outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Jaron was able to get on base with a single, and then an overthrow by the pitcher to the first baseman got Jaron to third, and then a missed ball by the catcher got Jaron home. And now Castillo's up to bat with a runner on first. Inside, ball 1. One-oh is the count for the Bulldogs. Castillo at the plate.
runner on first, leading 21-0 in the top of the fifth inning. There's the windup ball down in the dirt. Claxton's going to be able to get to second. Ball got behind the catcher, and there wasn't a lot of hurry to get back to it. Claxton's able to stand up at second base. So Castillo now has a 2-0 count. He's 3-4 for the night. Last at bat, he singled. He's had one single and two doubles. Another ball in the dirt that gets past the catcher. So now Aiden is at third base. So Castillo has a 3-0 count. Claxton's now standing on third base after hitting a single. There's the windup and the pitch goes over the head of Castillo for ball four, and that's going to send him to first. And Castillo's the catcher. They're going to send Jonah to courtesy run for him. All right, Buffalo's going to make another pitching change. The third baseman, Barron, is going to come over to pitch. I'm going to get that fit in my system real quick, and we'll be back with you. Say thanks to our sponsors who support these broadcasts, and that includes a proud sponsor of the Iowa Bulldogs is the locally owned Bell Seifert and Seal Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! Iowa Methodist Church is a friendly traditional country church located next to the Iowa schools. Located next to the Iowa school at 6240 West FN 1606 in Iowa. We support the schools and the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference, and you are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Pizza Inn with an all-day buffet, pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Snyder Iron and Metal with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available with roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job too large. Call today. Structural piping rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. S. McCown Photography, Summer takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. All right. Everybody gets back set. It's going to be Barron pitching for the Buffaloes. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and Jonah's going to steal. Now there's runners on second and third with no outs. Hernandez is up to bat with a 1-0 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball's going to be in the dirt, get past the catcher. Claxton's going to try to run home, and he's going to get there safe. Hernandez now facing a 2-0 count. Got a runner on third for the Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs leading 22-0 here in the top of the fifth inning in the first game of a doubleheader against the Buffaloes. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss from Hernandez. He wanted that one. So 22-0 for the Bulldogs. Hernandez has a 2-1 count in the top of the fifth inning. Ball on that pitch. It's close. The count's 3-1 for Hernandez. Bulldogs leading 22-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Hernandez hits a fly ball. The pitcher and first baseman collide. The ball falls fair. Jonah's able to slide home. And now they're going to call time as Hernandez able to get to second. They called time because there's an injured Buffalo on the ground. Hernandez might have been out if they hadn't done that. I think they're going to send him back to first, or we'll see. The pitcher and the second baseman, there's like a little fly ball hit up high. They collided trying to catch it. The pitcher stayed down. Now he's back on his feet calling for the ball. They are going to send Hernandez back to first. So now the training staff are out talking to the pitcher. Pitcher seems to be a little bit fired up now or ready to just get going. So Coy's going to be the batter for the Bulldogs. Hernandez is going to be on first, and he's going to have a pinch runner. It looks like it's Evan Davis in for him. Not pinch runner, courtesy runner. Davis is going to take off and get to second on a wild pitch. Davis, courtesy running for Hernandez. Coy in the box. Here's the windup and the pitch. Balls in the dirt past the catcher. Davis going to get all the way to third base. Coy has a 2-0 count. And now he's got a runner on third. Here's the windup and the pitch right over the head of Coy for ball three. The windup and the pitch. Called strike. Coy still ahead in the count. 3-1. Top of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading 23-0, and they've got a runner on third with no outs. Called strike there. It was a little bit high. It seems like it was a courtesy call, I think. The full count for Anthony. That's right, Christian. The windup and the pitch. Christian fouls one off down the left field line. Coach Goodland made a play but wasn't able to get it, so now he's got to run out and go grab the ball. The count's going to remain the same. 3-2. Runner on third base. No outs for the Bulldogs in the top of the fifth inning. There's the pitch. It's going to hit Coy in the arm. So he will head to first, which brings up Juarez, who has hit the ball well tonight. Dimitri is 2 of 3. He hit a double in his last at bat. For left field, he is single in his second at bat, and he was walked in his third. So he's 2 of 3 tonight. No outs. Top of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading 23-0. There's the windup and the pitch. Juarez hits it deep to center field. It's going to be caught by the center fielder. Davis tags up and is going to run, get home. So Juarez with an RBI. Bulldogs take a 24-0 lead. Forey up to bat. Coy on first base for the Bulldogs with one out. There's a windup and the pitch. Forey hits a foul ball towards the right field line. First baseman going for it and going to catch it. So now, Bulldogs have two outs as they send up number three, C.J. Collier, who's 2 of 3 tonight for the Bulldogs. Coy on first. There's the windup and the pitch. Strike one. Windup and the pitch again from Barron. Strike two. Oh and two count for Collier with two outs for the Bulldogs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That'll end the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading 24-0 as they head to the bottom of the fifth. Fans. Raiden Hernandez still pitching for the Bulldogs. He threw 13 pitches in his last appearance, last inning. So far he threw 13 pitches. Seven of them were strikes for a 53 strike percent. Pena, who pitched before him, threw 46 pitches. 32 of them were strikes. So 69.5, we'll call it 70% strike rate for him. It's going to be top of the order for the Buffaloes, and they have been able to get on base in the top of the order. They just haven't been able to score. Bulldogs leading 24-0, and the run rule is you have to be up after five innings by 10 runs. Bulldogs leading 24-0, so really just hoping to finish this inning up quickly, take a little break, and then we'll start the second game with the Bulldogs leading 1-0. So that's the game plan. We'll see if that's what happens. Here goes Hernandez pitching to Wyatt. Hope he steps off the mound. Again, Bulldogs leading 24-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning as the top of the order comes back up for the Cross Plains Buffaloes. There's the pitch, and it's going to be low, ball one. Here's the pitch again, low, ball two. So Hernandez behind in the count, 2-0. Here's the windup and the pitch. That one's going to be low also, ball three. Here's the windup and the pitch from Hernandez. Foul tip on that one. So that'll put the count 3-2. Hernandez behind a little bit here, but the Bulldogs leading 24-0 with no outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Windup and the pitch is going to be high. Ball four. The runner on first now, it's going to be Barron. He played third base most of the game. Now he's the pitcher who has been, this is his third plate appearance. In his first two plate appearances, he was walked. He's he bats left-handed, and he's kind of a tall, athletic kid, a little imposing there. So Hernandez gets set. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Runner on first for the Buffaloes. No outs, but Hernandez has Barron in a 0-1 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. That one's high for a ball. Now the count's even, 1-1. No outs in the bottom of the fifth inning, but the Bulldogs leading 24-0. There's the windup and the pitch just outside. Castillo throws it over the first. He didn't think the runner was getting there quick enough and almost got him out, but didn't. So now the count is 2-1. Hernandez gets it, throws it back to first. Hernandez gets settled in. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a little bit low for a ball. So now Barron's got a 3-1 count. Hernandez behind. Runner on first. It is taking a pretty good-sized lead. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be popped up by Barron towards first base. Hernandez catches it. For the out. So, just a high fly ball. Hernandez able to run over towards first base and grab it. Runner stayed at first. Now the Bulldogs have one out against the Buffaloes in the bottom of the fifth inning. As Reed, who was the right fielder and then the pitcher and now the third baseman for the Buffaloes, is at bat. First pitch is a foul. Count 0-1. Bulldogs leading 24-0 here. If they can finish this inning 10 runs ahead, it'll be game. And we'll get reset for the second game in this doubleheader. Here's the windup and the pitch. They're going to call a balk on Hernandez. That's going to move Wyatt for the Buffaloes to second. So the count's still 0-1 with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. There's the windup and the pitch. A little bit low. For a ball. Counts evened up for Hernandez as he is facing Reed for the Buffaloes. Reed, who's the third baseman, he was the pitcher for about half the game, and he was in right field for the other part of it. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit over the head of Pena. It's going to score a run for the Buffaloes. Gets all the way back to the wall before Collier can get to it. So the Buffaloes will get a run. Reed hit a double. So 24-1 with one out, and the Buffaloes have a runner on second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Low for a ball one. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike two. So Hernandez with the even 1-1 count. Ball's going to be hit towards first base. Bounces past Coy. Buffalo's going to get one run. On a single, So runner only gets the first. Two runs now scored for the Buffaloes in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs still leading 24-2 with one out here. It's going to be Albrecht up to bat for the Buffaloes. He hits it to left field. It's going to get into left field for a single. Campbell able to get the ball back in before much damage is done. It's going to be a single. Runner is going to be on first and second. One out in the bottom of the fifth inning. As the other Albright comes up to bat, there's the first pitch. It's going to be high for a ball one. One of those count. Runners on first and second. There's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So 1-1 is the count. Runners on first and second. Swing, that's a foul. All right, 1-2 is the count. Runners on first and second. Here's the windup in. If it's low for a ball. So the count's all tied up here. There's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high, hit deep to left field. Campbell getting up. No, Pena goes and grabs it. One of those plays that went a little bit outside, like Jaren's the shortstop, went behind him into the grass. Campbell came up, but Jaren called it, was able to get the out. So now the Bulldogs have two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning, leading 24-2. Buffaloes have runners on first and second. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. One and oh is the count. Hernandez with the windup and the pitch. Low, ball two. Bulldogs faced with a 2-0 count. Two outs, bottom of the fifth inning, leading by 22. Here's the windup and the pitch. Inside for ball three. Wind up and the pitch. They're going to call that one high for ball four. So now, with two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning, Bulldogs leading 24-2, the Buffaloes are going to send up Rutland, who was the pitcher. And he has the bases loaded. First pitch is low, ball one. Rutland is one of two today. He struck out swinging at the first at bat, and then he singled. Hit a single towards third on his second. 1-0 is the count. The windup and the pitch. Swing, fouls this one off towards beyond left field. That'll send the runners back, but that'll also tie up the count. It's 1-1 with two outs, bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a foul ball hit up above me.
one ball, two strikes, 2 outs. Bottom of the fifth inning here for the Bulldogs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Oh! They're going to call that a ball. It was close. If he called it a strike, it would have been the end of the game. It'll be a 2-2 count now for Hernandez with 2 outs, but the bases are loaded for the Buffaloes. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball's going to be low in the dirt. Got behind Castillo a little bit, but he was quickly able to get back and get the ball and keep any damage from happening. So, full count, bases loaded, bottom of the fifth inning with 2 outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul ball. One strike here would be 3 outs and should be ball game by my count. All right, full count. Bases loaded. 2 outs. Hernandez gets set on the mound. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be fouled again. Give credit to Rutland from Cross Plains. They're down 22 points, and he is not giving up here. Bulldogs having to dig deep and get something out. Bases loaded, full count. There's a swing and a hit, and he hits a line drive towards right center. It's going to be a single, but 2 runs are going to score off of it. So, that will put runners on the corners, and Coach Goodwin's going to go out and talk to Hernandez. And so while he's talking to Hernandez for just a second, let me finish up my last sponsor for the broadcast. It's Ira Baptist Church. Our Baptist Church seeks to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. For more information, visit fbcira.com. Or you can check out their Facebook page. So Coach Goodwin out there talking to Hernandez. Bulldogs had not given up any runs until this bottom of the fifth inning, and they've given up 4 here. They're still leading 24-4. But the Buffaloes are about to bat through the order. It's McCready who's up. Coach Goodwin just wanted to get everybody together, say, finish this thing up, and let's get going. The Major McCready is up to bat for the Buffaloes. Hernandez stays the pitcher for Ira. There's 2 outs, bottom of the fifth inning. Runners on the corners. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high, ball one. One and oh is the count. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. They try to steal. Castillo throws it and gets the runner out at second, and that'll be game right there. Tried to steal, and Castillo able to just pin him down right there. So Bulldogs take the first game 24-0. Was pretty dominant for the most part. Came out slow in the first and second inning at 0-0, and then they had an offensive explosion in the third and the fourth inning, scoring 10 runs apiece in both of those, and then kind of struggled to finish the game up there towards the bottom of the fifth, but were able to do so. And so now the Bulldogs take a slight break, and we'll come back for game 2 of the doubleheader here in just a bit.